This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Your host, it's always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution so you're not part of the problem. That's what I want. I want you to be up on issues. I want you to know what's going on. I want you to be able to speak to them. Seriously. Right? Because once you do that, once you figure out what's happening and you have the truth behind you, you can go make a difference. And that's what you need to do. Not sit there complaining to the rest of us. Stop preaching to the choir. Stop telling us what we already know. Yeah, guys, like you were talking about being an idiot. White House economic advisor says that with a straight face, mind you, on average, American households are in better position than they were before the pandemic hit. Right. The poll is like at almost 80% that that's not true. I was not paying this much money for gas. I wasn't paying this much money for food. They're brain dead. Actually, that's not true. That's not true. They're not brain dead. They're liars. They are just flat out liars. There's no other way to put it. You can't stick up for them because they know exactly what they're doing. Right? Anyway. I really find all this amusing. Really amusing. I don't know if you guys know this, but does anybody know why Pfizer, right, didn't bring the vaccine to India? Yeah, it didn't end up there for some reason. Part of it was that the Indian government, that's right, you heard, they do have a government, apparently. The Indian government insisted on local trials. They wanted them to document and perform local trials. Right? Well, God forbid they knew what was going to happen. Pfizer flatly refused. They wouldn't do it. Why would they do it? They insisted on complete and total legal immunity. Why would that happen? Why would they want to look at that? I mean, they really think that you're stupid. Well, I'm not going to say it, but you might be. They think you're stupid enough. Right? To not see this stuff happening. Now, why you don't do anything about it, I don't know. But they think you're stupid. All right. I love this. Here's a young lady who lays out plain simple English what she's done with the BS of the continued leftist hypocrisy. Take a listen.
If I say all lives matter, I'm a racist. If I stand for my flag, I have to apologize for it. I'm not allowed to go to church, but I can burn churches to the ground. I'm not allowed to open my own business, but I can go loot and destroy other people's businesses. If I wear a badge, have a gun, and I'm dressed in blue, I'm a racist pig. But if I walk around destroying my city with bricks and masks, I'm considered a peaceful protester. I'm not allowed to peacefully protest the lockdown at my capital, but I can go destroy destroying graffiti my capital. I'm not allowed to go to the park to play t-ball with my family, but I can destroy the park. I'm not allowed to protect our historical monuments and history, but I can go tear them down and have them land on top of people. I'm not allowed to have an opinion on racial matters because I'm white, but if I don't have an opinion on it, I'm the reason why people are oppressed. I can go riot in the streets with the BLM, but if I go to a Trump rally, COVID-19 magically appears.
She goes on a little bit of a nasty tirade after, but she says it's a bunch of hypocrisy. Line them up. It's a bunch of hypocrisy. Makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. And she's right on. No question about it. And that's where we have to fight back. When you're with your kids in school, to their teachers, to the administrators around her, him, them, whatever, you need to fight back. You need to push back. You need not to let them get away with this. That's all I'm saying. Otherwise, if we're not sticking up for them, who will? Right? 855-REAL-JOE. Ow. 855-732-5563. Get engaged, get involved, be part of the solution. You know, a self-described former true believer in gender ideology, she's actually publicly admitted that she regrets leading her son into a transition into being a little girl. This happened when he was just 4 years old. Why would you do that to him? Why would you do that to any child? Now, a woman and a mother identified only as Rose recently discussed her story on the podcast, or on a podcast. Now, I guess two comedians of this podcast really want to know what she was saying. On the episode titled, I Transitioned My Child, I Regret It, Rose appeared on screen with her face obscured, but otherwise she spoke openly about how she spent years raising her two sons as gender neutral and how denying them a clear gender identity ultimately harm both of them. No, duh. See, this is where emotions run wild and emotions run away with people, and you can't fix it. I've heard these stories. My son, he wanted to be like me. He wanted to look like his mommy. He felt like he was trapped in a girl's body or a boy's body. And the mom actually started pushing it at 4 years old? Makes no sense. She said the ideology stops you. You don't want to ask too many questions. You don't want to seem... Now, we'll talk more about this in another break. Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Show, 855-732-5560. I really appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. Right? I mean, seriously. I really appreciate the time that you spend, you know, whether it's listening to me or listening to some others. But get the information you need. And make sure you have it right. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Greg. From, looks like Illinois. Greg, how you doing? Florida.
I saw that your Facebook was up here, and I know Tom Del Vaccaro, if that's the same political vanguard. And I wanted to call in and let you know that the peaceful revolution, the future of activism is here, and I need your help. I want to see if you want to join in and help with our citizen legislation.
Well, you have to first tell me what it's all about. I need to go read it and find out what you're doing. So why don't you take a second or two and tell me a little bit about it.
Sure. So I'm the creator of the Action Radio Citizen Legislature. And I was in the Bay Area in California before, and now I'm down here in Milton, Florida, near Pensacola. And we are the first show that actually has a citizen legislature at writeyourlaws.com. That's WRITEYOURLAWS. And I see that big computer screen in front of you. You can look it up, and I can show you a couple of bills. So what we do is we have an opportunity for anybody in the country to come on the show to work with us to write legislation. People are supplying bills to us, and then people take the links to those bills and send them directly to Congress, to members of state legislatures, to any media, to you, and then you can work with your audience if you find a bill that you like, or hopefully a few of them. And your audience then becomes a lobbyist with you, and you go from being a talk show host to an action radio host, and you join us. How's that sound?
So how many of these bills have you, or how many of these proposals I'll put out there, have you been able to get to the Congress or get out there to where somebody has actually been able to push them through or work with them?
See, that's the problem, because it's so new that that part of the system isn't going. So what I'm doing at this point, well, my congressman is Matt Gaetz. And so he has all our bills. He's had all our bills for years. He used to be on the show every week. And then he got busy with the national audience and the national shows. But he's aware of them. Many people are aware of them. We have people in Washington watching what we're doing. There's some radio consultants are very curious what's happening, Talkers Magazine, and everybody else. So at this point, we're getting the bills to the public, because unlike most legislation, which comes from the special interest, and then it goes to the lobbyists, and the lobbyists buy it from Congress, like Big Pharma especially, then it goes to the government and regulates us. But we have to go to we the people first, and then to media, and then to pollsters, and then into Congress, and then they can pass the laws and regulate special interests. So this is a complete reversal of business as usual and the way politics normally works. And so it takes time, it takes effort, and it takes a lot of us to get the word out and get excited about the possibility of citizen legislation. See, most people aren't even aware of that. And until I can cross that bridge, it's going to be hard to go directly to Congress. So Congress is later in the process. Right now it's education and media getting we the people to realize that we can actually write the laws that we consent to be governed by. That's what it's about.
Yeah, and part of that, though, is getting what you're, in my case, and I've done this with other smaller groups where I've got to the local congressman and been able to sit with him and put something together and get them to either carry it or speak to it. And we need to re-educate people. A lot of people don't even, to your point, they don't know what their rights are. They don't know how to exercise their rights.
Mm-hmm. And exactly. And this is why the more people that see, most people see other talk shows like competitors. I see us as teammates. And so if we can get together and you bring your knowledge and I've got my knowledge and then other hosts with their knowledge and their audiences, there are regional bills, there are our local bills. We have a local bill here that I've been trying to get through our county commission on creating an illegal alien-free zone and using civil asset forfeiture against illegal aliens to take their stuff so they don't live here. Now, that totally excludes the federal government. It doesn't involve any immigration or border patrol or anything. It's simply seizing the assets of criminals. And so there's a lot of innovative things that we do here that no one's ever thought of, and people are supplying ideas all the time.
Well, I think people should at least go check it out. Like I said, I don't make snap decisions. It's writeyourlaws.com, correct?
Uh-huh, yeah. In fact, if you want to talk to me, come back on my show. I'd love to have you as a guest. Take your time. Look it over. See what you think. I'll just give you one guideline for where to go quickly to get the best bills, the ones we have submitted to Congress already. If you look on our website, you'll see legislation. It's the second item. You scroll down three to all proposed laws. That's where you find our constitutional amendment. We actually have a Bill of Rights for Australia we wrote with their freedom fighters. The bill to put full product liability on vaccine makers. Our bill to end big tech censorship. Some of the other bills that are there, some local bills, some state bills, things like that.
If you saw me giggle a little bit right there, and then when you said about getting the pharmaceutical companies to be responsible, I'm just laughing, thinking to myself, you know what? What we need to do is get rid of most of these people in Congress. Period. They've been enticed by the dollars. They've been enticed by the potential money they can make, and it's really ridiculous. But hey, Greg, go ahead.
Oh, just one more quick point, yeah. But Dr. Judy Mikovits, Dr. Peter McCullough, you know, we're going to have Dr. Malone on the show soon, but those two and other doctors support full vaccine product liability. In fact, Judy Mikovits is going around the country at the Reawaken America tours trying to tell people about it and get them to share the link with Congress and media. So this is catching on. This is going to be huge. This is an entirely new pioneering effort in the citizen activism, and I appreciate being on your show.
And it's got to be done. Look, at people need to say, I'm tired of doing the work for the people, okay? They need to get off their duffs. They need to show up at these school board meetings, city councils, not give up so fast. I watch some of these people complain and give up after a couple of meetings. You go, wait a minute. You allowed this to go on for decades, and all of a sudden you're upset because you can't change it, you know, in a heartbeat? Come on, give me a break. You know, get up there and do something. That's kind of where my head at, you know?
Well,
you are doing
you,
something. Don't get me wrong.
And, but if I can help you, let me know. Questions, right. Let me know. And let's
I will. I'll get back to you. I'll take a look at this.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, Greg. Thanks for calling. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure. Look, you always have to be ready to act. You have to be willing to do something. All right? If you're not going to do something, if you're not going to get involved, and you heard what I said to him, right? I don't know him that well, and I don't know the organization that well. Don't feel that you have to make a snap decision on anything. Get in there, read what they're doing, read what's going on, and then if you decide this is for you, don't go, oh, that's cool, and then change the channel. No. If you decide this is something you want to get involved with, get involved with it. Let the people around you, let your neighbors know about it. Be back in a few minutes. Show me seeing your host. Don't go far.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. There are increasing concerns about fallout for human health in the wake of those deadly earthquakes in Turkey and Syria. Public infrastructure losses in the two countries are massive.
So ongoing mental health needs are going to be compounded by this disaster.
Julie Varghese, Chief Medical Officer with America Cares. Tonight, the latest updated death toll from the disaster stands at more than 15,000. All eyes of the NFL continue to be in Arizona as the lead up to Super Bowl 57 continues.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says the way the emergency personnel jumped into action when Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin suffered cardiac arrest on the field was no accident.
We have 30 professional, medical professionals on the sidelines. We have the best of the best on the field.
Reporting from Phoenix, I'm Tim Berg.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who will have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe McKinney, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Grill Joe. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's the way things get fixed. Do they not? I want to make sure, you know, I say be part of the solution, right? I want to make sure that you have everything you need to succeed, that you have the information that you need. Okay? And when you're out there and you are fighting like warriors. You need to be out there fighting to make sure, or to be part, if you would, of the winning team. And you win by having the information you need to win. Can we at least agree on that? Now, to help you continue to be winners, all right, I want you to go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Use promo code Joe on the way out, and guess what happens? This is simple. You don't even need a master's degree for this one, okay? But use promo code Joe on the way out. Valentine's Day is around the corner. Right? Robes, slippers, pillowcases, pillows. There's all kinds of stuff that'll make your honey very happy. And you need to do it. It really is that simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. You want to get involved, you want to get engaged, you want to be part of the solution. This is the way to do it. Listen up. I bring the experts on. Because I don't have a clue. And I've told you that. And I keep telling you that. Just because I have the mouth doesn't mean I have the brains. I like that. How many guys would say that? Or say that? Really? Sincerely? Right? So I bring on the people that have a clue. So you're not left alone. You're not left out in no man's land. In all sincerity, seriously. I want you to have the information to make decisions. I want you to have the information to make sure that you're making the right decisions, if you would. Because we all win then. Every single one of us. Because you're out there fighting it. You're out there on top of it. And we will win. All right, Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure. Like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. It's always tough when the screen goes blank, okay? MyPillow.com, promo code Joe on the way out. Get your honey something nice for Valentine's Day. Flowers die, robes don't. That's my saying. I didn't get that anywhere. Right? slippers, nice, comfortable slippers. All right, back at it. I am, like I said, I am Joe Messina. It's always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. And as I said before, you know, listen to those people. Tune into those people. Listen to those people. Whatever. I don't care what you want to use. That you know you can trust. I would hope and believe I'm one of them. But I mean that in all sincerity. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Did I ever finish the story? You know, I tell you what. This stuff bothers me to no end. And it really, like, scrambles my brain for a few minutes, right? The mom that said she fell into this whole thing on the transgender stuff. She said she was a true believer. Now she's not. And then she said the reason she's not is she found out how harmful and hurtful it is. How it doesn't make sense. It's not real. Yeah, you heard me. It's not real. Biology doesn't bear it out, so why do we? Why do we think it's okay? Asking for a friend. Right? So when you, if you know somebody, let's see if you got the guts to do this. If you have a family member that's into this, if you have a family member that's okay with all of this, will you open your mouth and say something? That doesn't mean you stick your finger in their face and tell them how nasty and wrong and stupid they are. That's not what I'm suggesting here in any way, shape, manner, or form. What I am suggesting is you talk to them about this. You talk to them about the proof that you have. You talk to them about the things that are going on. Because they're not going to listen. They're not going to listen to anybody else. Anyway. Hey, I don't know if you noticed that, though. We had four Supreme Court justices that were not at Biden's State of the Union address. You had Clarence Thomas, Alito, Sotomayor, and Neil Gorsuch. They did not make it. You saw Biden greet five of them. And it's just quite interesting. But John Roberts, Kagan, Kavanaugh, Barrett, and Brown Jackson. Now, why they didn't show up, well, that might be a whole different thing altogether. Now, the president spent a few moments particularly hanging out with Jackson, the newest Supreme Court justice. She's the first black woman to hold a seat on the court. But Jackson is the only justice Biden selected for the Supreme Court. He went on to say the story of America is a story of progress and resilience. Progress. Keep that word in mind. Biden began his address of always moving forward or never giving up, a story that's unique among all nations. We're the only country that has ever emerged from every crisis stronger than when we entered it. And that's what we're doing now. Really? You think we're stronger now? And you think we're the only country that's done better from adversity? It's not true. That's not true. You know, you look at Italy when it was just, you know, similar to Afghanistan. A bunch of warring tribes. Look at what's gone on in Europe, in England, in France after the war. The two wars. So that's not a true statement. We'd like to believe that, but it's not a true statement at all. Right? Anyway, he just makes me nuts. I just don't like him. I really don't. You know, Clinton, people say, well, you don't like him because he's a Democrat. No, no. Like Obama, Joey B is only in it for himself. Does not love this country. Does not care what happens in this country. He only cares what he gets out of it. Just look at his son's laptop if you want to see that. Look at a man that owns four mansions being a senator, never really ever having a job in his life. How does that work out? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. It's just amazing. Okay, let's get back to it. You know, I also love the fact that Sarah Huckabee Sanders, that she spoke up. Right? I think it's a great thing. I mean, she looks strong. I shouldn't say she looks strong. She is strong to begin with. Right? Hey, some of you saw the exchange between Romney and Santos. Of all the people to call somebody out for being a little off the rocker, is Romney the one to do the job, do you think? I'm just asking. When you think about all the things that Romney lied about, how much guts he didn't have, and now he's going to be up there telling somebody how bad they are for Congress? Yeah, good luck with that. 16-year-old Canadian high school student was arrested Monday for violating his suspension after protesting male students using women's bathrooms. Josh Alexander, who describes himself as a born-again Christian, was suspended by St. Joseph's Catholic High School in Ontario because the continued attendance would be detrimental to the physical and mental well-being of transgender students. This is a Catholic high school. Come on, people, wake up. Alexander was suspended in November for reportedly organizing protesting at the school for arguing that God made two immutable genders, right? Male and female made he. The student also spoke out against the woke school's policy of allowing trans students to use bathrooms that don't line up with their biological sex. I would have stayed on scripture. I came to a Catholic high school for a Christian foundation, for a scriptural foundation. Hello? Anybody home? Come and see your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has
Joe.
Joe?
Joe.
The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Oh, basket of brass for me. Double City, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's really what we need you to be. Right? I mean, no, really, seriously. It's truly what we need you to be. You're part of the solution, you can make changes. You get people educated, you can make changes. You know, this is Black History Month, right? Think of a group of people that have been through more, other than the Jews and, you know, maybe a few other groups. But you think about the Black community, what they've been through over the years, the adversity they had to go through, where they are today, what they've contributed to society as a whole. They never gave up. I mean, think about it. They were whipped, they were brought in cages, there were all kinds of things that they went through. They never gave up. And yet we sit around and whine because we can't get a book pulled from a classroom after a meeting or two meetings at the school board. Are we for real? Are we really thinking this thing through? I got to ask. All right. We were talking about the Catholic high school student. He was arrested for posing men in women's bathrooms. Oh, yeah. Yeah, right? Like he's supposed to keep his mouth shut, right? Alexander was suspended in November for reportedly organizing protests at the school and arguing that God made two immutable genders. You don't have to argue that. He did. It really is that simple. Right? And this, again, at a Catholic high school. Right? telling them he is going to adhere to his religious beliefs, and yet the school won't support him. I just find this amazing. Here he is living out his Catholic beliefs as dictated by Scripture, and nobody seems to care. Nobody's willing to stand behind him. Now, he's done this a couple of times. He's helped lead protests in this area a couple of times. God bless him for doing it. We should be supporting this kid, standing behind him, making sure that he got everything he needed in support. And many didn't. Many won't, and they didn't. 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5562. Really appreciate the time you're spending with me here on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. All right, hey. Let me give some thoughts here to work with. Some bullet points, if you would. You know, I mean, if you think about how self-serving that these people in Congress are. Now, some of you already know this, but let's give some different thought to it, right? You know, actually, I think this comes from a writer in Canada, right? The top 10 things that Americans, I don't even know what to say, to show you how stupid Americans are, show you how ignorant Americans are. Only in America can politicians talk about the greed of the rich while putting on a $35,000 plate campaign fundraiser. Let that sink in. Only in America could people claim that the government still discriminates against black Americans when they had a black president, a black attorney general. Roughly 20% of the federal workforce is black, while only 14% of the population is black. 40% of all federal entitlements go to black Americans. Three times the rate that go to whites. Five times the rate that go to Hispanics. Only in America? Could have had two people most responsible for our tax code, Timothy Geithner, former head of the Treasury Department, and Charles Rangel, who once ran the Ways and Means Committee, both turn out to be tax cheats. Right? Only in America could they have terrorists kill people in the name of Allah and have the media primarily react by fretting that Muslims might be harmed by the backlash. And yet, in the name of Jesus, we want to stop. We want to stop abortion, and that can't be tolerated. Only in America would they make people who want to legally become American citizens wait for years in their homes, in their home countries, and pay tens of thousands of dollars for the privilege, while they discuss letting anyone who sneaks into the country illegally just magically become American citizens. I'm telling you, if you guys are coming here from another country, right, ship your luggage ahead of time to an uncle, an aunt, or a family member, take a plane to Mexico, and then run up through the border. You'll save so much aggravation. Only American people who believe that balancing the budget and sticking by the country's constitution can be thought of as extremists. Only in America. Right? We want to live by the Constitution, and we're extremists. Let that sink in. I mean, that's a big deal, whether you want to hear it or not. Only in America could you, need to present a driver's license to cash a check or buy alcohol, but not to vote. Only in America could people demand the government investigate whether oil companies are gouging the public because the price of gas went up. Right? When the return on equity invested in a major U.S. oil company, Marathon Oil, is less than half of the company making tennis shoes, Nike. They're more worried about the gas. Only in America could the government collect more tax dollars from people than any nation in recorded history and still spend $1 trillion more than it has. It's just This country spends close to $11 million a minute. And then still go on to complain that they don't have enough money to take care of people. I've said the same thing for years. Not that I want them to get hurt. Stop sending money overseas till we get our house in order. Stop paying for other issues, other incidents, other countries' issues and woes until we get ours in order. Only in America could the rich people who pay 86% of all income taxes be accused of not paying their fair share by 48% of the people who don't pay anything. Talk about fair share. If you put the federal government in charge of the Sahara Desert, I guarantee you in 5 years, there'd be no sand left. Or there'd be a shortage of sand, either one. Only in America. But if you paid attention, the other side of that, it's only in America can people come out of from the worst situations, right, and make it on their own. Make their own decisions for them, their kids, their family, and make it on their own. Can't do that in other countries. They'll dictate where you live, what you do, how you do, and when you do it. Are you guys okay with that? I hope to God not. No, really, with all honesty, I hope to God not. Because I've talked to some of you. Some of you sent me some, you know, text messages. And I've talked to some of you. I mean, seriously. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE. This stuff makes me crazy. 855-732-5560. As I said before, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Right? Otherwise, as I always say, you are part of the problem. I'm really curious to see what happens with all these committees they're putting together. Whether they really will get something done, or it's just going to be a lot of bluster, a lot of yelling and screaming, a lot of that kind of stuff, really with nothing happening. You know what I'm saying? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate that. You know, we're back at all this crazy stuff again. This is how nuts this gets. We've got Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen. He meets with the Manhattan prosecutors who are investigating Trump's hush payment to Stormy Daniels. Now remember, these people in New York, the DA and friends, are all pushing hard to get something, anything on Trump. Right? And once they get it, or think they got it, they're going to do everything they can to keep him out of the 2024 race because they know the political damage he could do. Right? Who sent me? Oh. I don't know if you guys know this, but Biden, the State of the Union address was down by 29% from last year. Nobody wants to hear the man. I mean, ultimately. So anyway, they're investigating Trump's hush payment to Stormy Daniels. The payment that never really, really existed. Now, if you guys know something different, let me know. They've been trying to nail him on this forever. They're looking for a way in. This is just, I mean, seriously. It's just amazing. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Come on back. I got a lot more to talk about in the next hour. We've got a parent who was banned from an Airbnb because their daughter is a conservative activist. Oh, my. Be back in a few minutes.